listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. As the country recovers from a season of extreme weather, disasters and road trauma, the Black Dog Institute is encouraging South Aussie first responders to take advantage of the National Emergency Worker Support Service. Professor Sam Harvey from the Black Dog Institute says workers in regional areas are particularly in need of support.
They're often having to respond to major natural disasters infrequently. On top of that, the day-to-day activities that they might be responding to, the motor vehicle accidents, for example, there's a better chance compared to their metropolitan colleagues that they might know the individuals involved.
Those needing assistance can head to the Black Dog Institute's website or contact Lifeline. Grant District Council is looking to host a workshop in the coming months regarding the lack of public amenities at the Little Blue Lake. The popular swimming spot has reportedly been contaminated with human waste amid an increase in visitors to the site. Calls have been made to install toilets as a means of addressing the issue. In statewide news, a teenager has faced court regarding the death of Charlie Stevens during schoolies last year. 18-year-old Doreen Randawa is facing four charges, including causing death by dangerous driving. He'll be back before the magistrate in June. Stevens was the youngest son of Police Commissioner Grant Stevens. UniSA is wanting to hear from farmers across the Limestone Coast as it conducts a study into the mental well-being of the nation's agricultural sector. Research associate Donna Hughes-Barton says they know awareness about good mental health is rising.
But there's a gap in knowing what farmers will respond to and what they want to see from mental health and well-being support services when things get really tough.
And friends, family, politicians and royalty have all paid tribute to a Millicent centenarian. Phyllis Facey turned 100 earlier this month, receiving letters acknowledging the milestone from, among others, the Prime Minister and King Charles.